it's absolutely appropriate the Minister would extend the deadline for returning fire management plans and animal health plans under the knowledge transfer scheme. It had been the end of May, which was the deadline, and the Minister has now delayed it until the end of July, which is very much needed. But unfortunately, part of the reason why it was needed was because of the Department's failure once again to get their IT systems up and running in a timely fashion so that farmers could apply online and return the documentation which was required of them. The IT system only went live in the last week or so, and when it did go live, then it crashed again. And it's similar to the types of problems we have seen in relation to the administration of the GLAS scheme, for example, and also the difficulties many farmers have encountered in relation to the TAM scheme. And the department really needs to examine and the minister needs to take a hold on how their IT systems have served farmers over recent months.
But as you say, the extension has been granted to the end of July, which gives farmers that extra bit of time to complete this application.
It is until the end of July now, so that allows farmers additional time working with their planners and also working with vets to get the relevant documentation back to the department. And the knowledge transfer scheme, it's one which, although it has problems, it's one which is aimed at actually trying to bring farmers together so it will improve the efficiency of farms. There was €100 million allocated for it under the Rural Development Programme. But as of yet, we haven't seen any of that funding drawn down by farmers because of the delays by the department. And really, it leaves a lot to be desired in the way the Department of Agriculture has handled the Knowledge Transfer Programme and Knowledge Transfer Scheme, as it has other schemes such as GLAS. But it is a welcome move now that there has been an additional 2 months provided for farmers to return their documentation to actually comply with the scheme.